Hi friends, let's start with chapter 9 on multi-level marketing and direct distribution or direct selling as the case may be, overall under our subject of distribution management. Let's set the learning objective for us. We need to of course understand what is direct selling and its utility, and then understand multi-level marketing, and then overall understand the operation or the setup of the direct selling. So let's move on to understand what is multi-level marketing. Multi-level marketing, or it is known as a network marketing, it's a way of selling the goods, which is by removing the intermediary distributors but appointing individuals as a distributors. So let me just explain. It's a work through a recruitment. That's a very critical aspect wherein you do not have a set or the earlier or traditional setup of CNF agents, then the distributors, then the local agents or the distributors, and then retailers, etc. No, between the manufacturers and the consumers, only multi-level individuals are there. So when I say multi-levels, it's like they are an individual agent. So they are like individual who work to sell the goods to the final consumers directly. So, but how, why this concept called multi-level and all, we will try to understand that. Here, each individual who is appointed as a distributor, he earns in two ways. Earns by selling, so earns the whatever that little margin. He collectively also achieves the target, so he earns certain additional bonus, etc. At the same time, he has a authority to employ under him additional distributors. So, when he employs additional distributors, he earns again out of not only selling the minimum goods to him, which is a compulsory for anybody to become a distributor, and then he gets certain minimal percentage based on the sales that this next level distributor achieves for him. And there is no like kind of a restrictions on number and all. So like I as an individual can appoint under me another 10. I continue to sell myself using my network as such, and directly go and pitch the product, demonstrate, sell it. So I will earn out of that. But if I appoint another 10 people below me, so I will be, before recognition of his dealership, he has to buy that inventory from me, certain amount that is compulsory for him to invest in. It is not an invest in, but it is like he also should have the product, because we are in the business of direct selling. So he should have the product, and then product only will command the interest and attention and the action. I earn out of the basic amount of goods that he buys, and I also earn out of certain percentage, which is not as high as what I directly could sell, but it is certain percentage of sales that he achieves. He as a distributor also gets what he sold directly. He also gets a right to appoint a distributor below him. Therefore, this is known as a multi-level. And he also earns in that similar way, the person below him for giving him the stock, and based on his sale, he gets a minor. All this, I not only earn out of his sale, I also earn out of the sale achieved at the lower level. Of course, this level wise percentage, they may differ, but that's how it's a multi-level marketing. That's how it is multi-level. That's the first of all, this thing. And second is the marketing, because that's how you reach out to your consumers. So that's the gist of it. The distributors can sign up the one term called downtime. So all those other people that I have signed off are known as a downtime. So downline. Downline is like one level below the above level. So I as a distributor have appointed say 10 sub distributors. They in turn appoint another 10 each. So I have totally downline, which is this 10 distributors, and each they have appointed 10 as a distributor below them. So that's what my downline is all about. Top 3 MLM business in the world are Amway, Avon and Herbalife. So these are the top 3 multi-level marketing organizations in the world. Avon is more in the beauty care. Amway is a beauty and hygiene, etc. Herbalife is again more a pharmaceutical, means more a medicinal aspect, etc., but focus on herbal cures, etc. So that's the 3 world's top leading multi-level marketing business. sale of direct selling product has gone substantially. The book that you will have contains a lot of interesting statistical data directly from the authorized source, and so it will be worth referring to it, and once to get a feel of what is this multi-level marketing and its reach. So let's understand the direct selling setup, which is the crux of this multi-level marketing. As you can see it here, you have one person who has appointed few distributors. They in turn have appointed some sub-distributors. These sub-distributors have appointed further sub-distributors under them. They in turn have again appointed distributors. So that's what multi-level, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So that's why it is multi-level. I earn out of my sale, and this gentleman earns out of also my sale. And I earn out of my selling the stock to the next level. So same way, each level earns out of by selling the stock to the level below. And from not only their sale they achieve, as well as the sale that they achieve. So that's what the multi-level marketing set up pictorially for you. Of course, broadly, it's not that there is a rigid structural definitions available. It may differ for Avon, it may differ for Amway, etc. But overall, is a network consultant who's like the top of the line. Yeah, then there are advisors. So advisors are the next level of people who are recruited by the network consultant. Then you have representatives. So representatives are the next level who's interacting with the consumers. So many times the advisor also interacts as a representative because he's dealing with the consumers directly, and his sub dealer downline also interacts as the, he's actually the downline is a representative, but they at times act as an advisor to their downline, and they are a representative as per my connotation, because I have kind of appointed them and they are representing the organization, the product to the final consumers. And of course, you have a customers who buy the your product by directly interacting with you. Overall, advisor and representatives are the distributors. As I told you, sir, they play that relevant role. Distributors can appoint another distributors. I have explained you earlier how that multi-level, the name has come, in which I have explained you that you appoint distributor below you and they in turn appoint distributor. So it's a multi-level game. So that's what key setup aspect of the multi-level marketing. Moving on, what are the current trends that one need to be really familiar about? Quite number of decades, this business model remain very static with no dynamism, in it, entire focus on the direct selling, etc. However, the urge has come, and now they also realize they are waking up to the digital revolutions happening. They are waking up to the various options available to the consumer. So they also realize that they need to bring in dynamic, way of doing things. So they started giving the local advertisements. They create that general awareness about their existence, the product and the utility of it. And they convert you to connect with them. Now, when they do that, there's a call center who then identifies the area in which you are. And then through their ways, they assign this to the one of the distributor working in that area. They place national advertisements also, they place television commercials at time, they participate in exhibitions because this is where they realize the power of mass coming in there. So they participate in exhibitions, they encourage, Tupperware encourages their distributors to participate in exhibitions, etc. They support them while they do that, etc. So that's what mall displays, they are, you will always find them inside the mall when you get in the central area. They are there, so they are there because many people walk in, they can tap their attention, they can tap them for conversation, they can tap them to sell the products. They have created experience centers. Many of these companies have now realized that consumers need to feel the experience of the product that they are in. There may experience, when I say, it's not a mid or long term experience kind of a thing, but it is like an interactive communication based or a demonstration based experience that these companies can deliver to their consumers. So that's what they facilitate. So somebody who's coming in buying medicines or say sugar, okay, you cannot show him, demonstrate him, but it is like, okay, this experience center will have testimonial videos, this experience center will have testimonies of consumers written, etc. And that's how they try to engage with better with the prospects. So that experience center is coming up as another catalyst in direct selling as a overall in the multi-level marketing. Online order booking, they allow online order booking. Nowadays, they are facilitating that. And this online order booking is routed to the distributor nearest to you. And the distributor then distributes the goods to you. He in turn earns whatever is scheduled as an understanding of revenue share. And not only him, the distribution above him also earns out of the sales taking place. Companies were there in this model and, they have tapped the market, etc. Hindustan Lever Sangam was one example in the book who were into this kind of an operation. Later they of course sold this unit as such, but companies are evolving and in short, and cold calling nowadays they also get into cold calling. So earlier it was limited to say network, relative, friends, you tap them maximum. Now with the intensity, the heat is on, and therefore they also at times resort to what you call cold calling approach to the business development and all. Discounts, volume offers, repeat purchase benefits, etc. are the natural ways to attract the people. So generally their products sounds very costly, and to induce the first trial, etc. there is always an offer in terms of discounts, or they provide you either volume offers, or then there are repeat purchase benefits, etc. are being given, because once you purchase, you need to buy again, and to encourage that, there is a repeat purchase incentives, etc. are provided in a multi-level. So this is the current trend, and there are so many things are happening, as you can see, because they are also facing the heat of a competitive environment around. How does this logistics work? So distributor carry required inventory. As I told you, when you are appointed as a distributor, you are given certain minimum inventory. So mostly it will have a set of each products that the company manufactures. This may translate into things anywhere around 10 to 50,000 rupees of investment that you need to make. There are call centers, distribution center support available to you using local distributors and franchisee. And so call centers direct the inquiry to the local distributor, and that guy gets into the distribution of the goods. So like inventory which is spread around is been taped to service your order using local distributors and the franchisees. And so companies are gearing up to try and see that for their MLM, the current distributor of their normal sale cycle are being roped in, and they are incentivized for supporting the execution of the order achieved by their MLM team. So for example, Amul has done this, and so Amul distributors are all over India. Amul on the other hand probably have their MLM team which is more onto the institutional and that level when they work. Now when it is not possible for those guys to really store Amul product range, they may be willing to invest, but storing and all being difficult. But in this case, Amul has roped in their local distributors who are part of their normal chain of distribution, so that any MLM who gets an order, he approaches the local distributor assigned to him. From there, the goods are pulled and delivery is arranged to your consumers. So that's how various distribution logistics are also being tried out by the MLM marketing companies. Few more may evolve also. So critical success factor, what makes or breaks the this particular model, the performance cycle between the point of sale and the immediately preceding stocking point has to be the shortest possible. Consumer expects immediate delivery, rather they expect you to deliver when you are there in front of him and you demonstrate the product. Every time it is not possible, but once you take that order, you should be able to. So like you do not have a stock, so you should have the ways to get your stock promptly. And because the success depends very much on the response time. So that's the success factor of the multi-level marketing. Try and involve the channel partners by be that distributors or in the network sales or associate or the direct marketing partner, etc., sharing the inventory burden, so that the stock holding spreads across the team and across the chain. Making the MLM distributor only responsible is nowadays not really a critical success factor. Beyond that, companies have thought and they have found out the ways and means to utilize the inventory available in their channel, which can be used to their advantage by effectively tapping the MLM route of market development. So that's one of the critical success factor. Friends, yes, this is a short topic that we have understood as overall under the subject of distribution management. Multi-level marketing has the need to be covered in this, because again it is a distribution challenge based evolution. Somebody has smartly thought through this, created a conventional traditional model, but over a period they have evolved to tap the available future technologies and connectivities and networks, and they are also trying to find out ways and means to minimize inventory by utilizing the existing channel, etc., for supplying the goods to the MLM orders, etc. So there are ways and different approaches are being developed to see that you remain distribution effective in the market. Thank you.